With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The newly appointed envoy to Greenland says the U.S. is not looking to conquer the Danish territory. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry says the Trump administration wants to begin a conversation with Greenland's residents about the best way forward and isn't going to try to take over anybody's country. However, those comments seemed at odds with President Trump, who has repeatedly said the U.S. needs to take over the Arctic territory.
We need it for national security. We have to have it.
In response, the leaders of Denmark and Greenland demanded respect for their territorial integrity. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, says the 19th century drug wars in China have fueled China's historic grievance now against the West in opposing our war against drugs.
President Xi has repeatedly, in his public statements in Mandarin, made reference to the 1860s wars and, you know, the need to reemerge as a great nation. And this is one mechanism, part of the irregular warfare that China has been waging against the West, and especially the U.S., since the time of Mao Zedong.
Colonel McGinnis spoke with the Salem Radio Network this week. Record-breaking rain hit Southern California, leaving emergency crews to rush to respond to flash flooding and mud flows across the region. In hard-hit Wrightwood, California, the manager of Mountain Hardware, Eric Faulkner, says they're trying to stay open and running on a generator for now.
Fire-starting things, logs, wood, propane is a big popular one, tarps. Things like that, anything weather-related, that's what they're coming in for.
Fire crews rescued more than 100 people in Los Angeles County, and one mountain town saw homes and cars buried under rocks and mud. This is SRN News. There's a new report on how parents are raising their children. A closer look from correspondent Michael Harrington.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that 43% of moms and dads in this country take their children to church at least once a month. 56% of parents also say they talk about faith with their kids on a regular basis. About one in five couples tell Pew they're raising their youngsters in a, quote, very religious household, and another 34% say their home is, quote, somewhat religious. Michael Harrington reporting.
One of New York City Mayor-elect Zoran Mamdani's appointees has resigned over social media posts that she made that featured anti-Semitic tropes. Catherine Alamonte DaCosta, who was tapped to join the incoming administration, has expressed deep regret for the posts, which date back to 2011 and 2012. The Anti-Defamation League first publicized the three tweets from DaCosta. This is SRN News. The waiting staff doesn't have to be too large in this particular restaurant, as Julie Walker reports. The giant Lazy Susans bring people together at the cherished Mississippi restaurant.
The Lazy Susan, that round spinning tray that can offer up food, is making one Mississippi restaurant a big hit when it comes to dining with strangers. The Dinner Bell in Macomb only has four round tables seating 15 each, with giant Lazy Susans spinning in the middle, offering up Southern comfort food. Owner Andre Davis.
People discovered they were related and didn't know it. They discovered they were neighbors and didn't know it.
Just ask repeat customer Wayne Dyson.
One of the best parts about coming to eat here is you get to meet new family every time you come up.
The restaurant's been around since 1915 and it's known for its fried eggplant. I'm Julie Walker.
You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.